Will a convention?
Good morning. It's time for Free for All, your morning telephone discussion program from KATI.
Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Free For All. Listen to this.
Hi, this is George Peck from FM Stereo Y93 in Billings. And you know, I have many fond memories of KATI and Casper myself. And I know you'll join me in wishing them another 25 years of success in the Equality State. Happy silver anniversary, Katie. The sound is fantastic.
Well, good morning. Welcome into Free For All. It's our 25th anniversary, and I'm Bob Coleman, your host. We're going to be talking about Katie and its 25th anniversary, and Frank Barrett is our general manager.
Morning,
Hi,
Bob.
How are you? Happy anniversary.
Thank you. I'm just sitting here while the racetrack owner here came screaming through the door.
You can be around so we can chat with you later, Frank?
Yeah, I'll be here.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, our guest today on Free For All on the 25th anniversary of our program is a guy that used to do the program, and he used to get here when he did it about the same time as he got here now. So as we do all the time, we will introduce him. Good morning, first.
Good morning.
Where did you get that sport coat?
Oh, I found a jockey after the Kentucky Derby Saturday.
Our guest is the owner of ModCom Corporation, Mr. Patrick Meenan. He is the owner of KATI and KAWY, member of the state legislature, one-time alumni director for the Western States for the Notre Dame University, and president of the Casper chapter of the Irish Republican Army.
Okay.
Chat with him in a minute.
Growing stronger, reaching out to serve our friends. American Bank of Casper, there's progress in our plan.
Construction crews are still working outside, but inside, American bankers are working for you. Our friendly American bankers are eager to welcome you to Casper's newest and finest banking facility. Efficient tellers, easy to open accounts, secure new safety deposit boxes, and free covered parking while you bank are just some of the reasons to bank American. Come to American Bank today and discover easy downtown banking at our new address, American Bank of Casper, member FDIC.
This is Ed Green, Program Director of KTLK in Denver, wishing KATI a happy silver anniversary and sincere hopes for another 25 years of great broadcasting from all of us at
The Rock of Denver, The Rock KTLK.
We already heard from that weatherman, part-time weatherman. But anyway, thanks. Hi.
Hi.
Hello. How are you? We thought we would chat with Pat Meenan today since he owns this outfit. 25 years. Congratulations to you.
Well, thank you. It's been a very interesting 25 years, I think. The community has really, really changed a lot in those 25 years.
How did it all start? Why did you decide to go out and buy yourself a radio station or start one or whatever you did when you started?
Well, actually, I didn't start it. A guy named Jack Brees from Lander came down and started Katie and really filled a need in this community.
This was in 56.
Yes, and this was when music and news radio, as they called it, was just beginning. And
You mean it was the advent of television where the old radio programs were departing and we were going to the Alan
yes.
Freed disc jockey type shows?
Yeah, and, you know, many of the radio stations still carried soap operas and old dramas in those days, and a lot of the old U.S. Marine band type music. And so Bruce really brought something unique into this community, and that he brought the first really good radio station that Casper ever had.
I'll buy that. Then when did you get involved?
Well, I got involved in 57. It was about a year later when Ken and Misha Prather bought the radio station from Jack Breese.
Ken Prather.
Mm-hmm. And Jack was one of these people who just liked to start radio stations and then sell them and move on. And then he went to Rapid City from here, started another one. It was Chem Radio. It's now KKLS in Rapid. And then he ended up selling that, moved on to Sioux Falls. And I think he sold that one now. So I don't know whether he just kept working his way east or not. But his father was... Ed Breese was a longtime Wyoming legislator there from Lander. In fact, they still own KOVE in Lander. And so I don't know where Jack is, but he's the one that started it.
You became involved in 1957?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. As what? A janitor, a district
or
what? Don't be shy now. This is your show, boss.
I was a member of the Casper City Council, and the Prathers had known me there, and our studios were down the Midwest building at Midwest and Walcott, right downtown. They called that the Katy Cave.
Katy Cave?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It was down in the basement there, and that's where the whole thing started. And I had my offices upstairs, and they had heard about me, and they came to me for some accounting advice, and when they were buying it from Jack, and I ended up buying a third of it with them. They owned two-thirds, and that's the way it stayed until about 1963 when they'd moved to Boulder and started a radio station down there and wanted to sell this.
So then in 63, what happened?
Well, in 63, a guy named Don Price and I ended up buying it from the Prathers, and then Don had a heart attack and then eventually died, and so I ended up with it.
You weeded everybody out down the road, did you?
Well, there are a lot of great people who they say whose blood's on the wall or on the bricks.
How long has Free For All been on the air? The program.
Well,
going right
Misha Prather actually started Free For All, and it used to be on during the noon hour, as I recall, when it first started. It's been on the air since about 1957, 58.
You're talking about 23 years for this program.
Mm-hmm.
When did we go to a rock format? Did you do that right off the bat, or what?
Well, Katy was always a popular music radio station. Like I say, it was the only one in the community.
Only good station in town was what?
That's right.
The
it
was.
Still is.
Okay.
Well, we have two now.
Okay.
But KWI is the other one. But rock and roll, you know, you've heard of Todd Storrs from Omaha, and he died at an early age, but he was one of the...
Is anybody you know that isn't dead?
Grandfathers of Storrs Beer. You've heard of Storrs Beer, I'm sure. Well, anyway, Todd was the son of the brewer, and he is one of the forefathers of Top 40 radio, as we used to call it. And Katy didn't really probably become a top 40 radio station until about 1959, say, 58, 59, but it was always a popular music radio station.
When did you move here at Katy Lane behind the Holiday Inn on the river, little old building all by itself?
In 1965, we were here. I think we and the Holiday Inn kind of arrived here simultaneously, and there was nothing but desolation out here in those days. we were definitely on the wrong side of the river, but that's not true anymore.
You've had some good times here.
Yes.
You used to do this program all the time. How long did you do Free For All?
Probably about 5 years, I suppose. I don't know.
You don't remember?
I blotted it out of my memory.
You had some great lines while you were on Free For All. Unfortunately, most of them we can't play back on the air. What was your idea when you got involved? Did you decide you wanted to always be involved in radio, or was it an investment that you wound up staying with longer, or what? Or did you have any idea?
It's never been... It's never been an investment. It's been an investment of love, I guess, if nothing. It's never been that lucrative, Robert.
Why did you stay? Why did you keep going and on and on and on? Did you feel that the city needed Katie? First of all, let me ask you, where did Katie come from, K-A-T-I? Why did you call it K-P-A-T or something like that?
Well, that was, that was Jack Brees's idea, and he believed in call letters that, you know, you could pronounce and rhymed. And in those days, that was really a big deal. He had, vivacious woman, and she was Katie, Casper's favorite girlfriend, and that's kind of the image that stayed ever since.
How many people have worked at Katie or KAWI since you've been here? Or would that be impossible to answer?
Well,
I don't mean worked, I mean they have been employed.
I'm sure that's... I don't know whether it would approach 500, but I think it'd be a couple of hundred anyway, and we're proud of most of them. I think from the very beginning, always had a policy of training young high school students, and many of them have done very well in the business. And we have Katie alumni, some of the finest radio stations in America, and those that aren't still in radio are doing other great things.
We'll talk about some of those people in a couple of minutes, okay?
Okay.
Let's grab us a commercial first, and we'll do that right now. We will be back with more right after this.
Hi, I'm Biff Beck of KYDZ Kids FM Radio in Cody, Wyoming, wishing KATI a happy silver anniversary, as they have brought to Casper the best in radio at 1400 for 25 years. Continued success to KATI Radio.
Country kitchen, country good kitchen.
As early as 5 a.m., that's when you can begin enjoying a delicious breakfast at the Country Kitchen. Or if it's lunchtime and you're looking for a quick and satisfying lunch, you can get your favorite foods at Country Kitchen, and the service is nothing less than excellent. Maybe you want to take the whole family out for a pleasurable and affordable dinner. If so, Country Kitchen is the place to visit, and their menu is even better than before. For a great meal or just a snack, head for the Country Kitchen at 103 Rancho Road.
That's the country good.
Hi, this is Patty J from the Country Opry Nightclub in Denver, wishing KATI a happy anniversary and another 25 years of continued success.
Thank you, young lady. 25 years we've been on the air on KATI, and we're chatting about all kind of reminiscing with the gentleman who owns all of this, Pat Meenan. When did KAWY become involved in all of this, and why? Well, I guess it's obvious there were no FM stations, and now there is one.
Well, at the behest of two gentlemen, Bill Sims and Steve Brumell, we decided to file for Casper's first FM application in 1967, and that was, again, in the days when FM radio was nothing, and we were really pioneering, and I think that was a good decision, too, and it's still Casper's only FM radio station.
How did you decide to play the music you were going to play when you first started? It was kind of a middle-of-the-road thing.
Yes. And, well, I don't know. Of course, you know, the whole culture of America has changed in the course of all these years, and we've tried to address the needs of this community. And when we first started KAWY, we did play middle of the road, Andy Williams, that kind of music.
Then you made the big switch, which we all have probably heard enough about in our country.
Well, of course, the original big switch was when KAWY went to an AOR format, album-oriented, and we brought in, again, some of the greatest talent in the United States into this community, and all of them are doing great now. They're knocking them dead in Seattle and Los Angeles, Denver, Austin, Texas.
That's where all of your KAWY alumni have gone?
Mm-hmm.
Was it difficult to keep those guys here?
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons I think that we probably decided to change the format, is it was so difficult to keep replacing that kind of talent in Casper.
What was the, the youngsters come in and they work at a place like this and somebody in another part of the country hears about them and they all want to go to the big market type thing?
Mm-hmm.
Has anybody ever written you and thanked you for doing your best with that AOR while you did, trying it for that long?
Yes, I would say yes. We've had some beautiful response to that, and I'd say if I have any regrets, that's one of my regrets, that we weren't able to keep that going.
But you have had people say thanks for trying.
Mm-hmm.
You talked about changes in the culture, so to speak. What's the biggest change in radio in 25 years?
Well,
you want to think about that for a minute while I ask you another question?
All right.
You, not to slight our friends at NC, because we do their games on here. This is Katie. All of their football and their basketball road games, and we go to the tournaments and broadcast the guys' games and the girls' games and all of the tournaments. But you did become the voice of Kelly Walsh before anybody else did also.
Well, Kelly Walsh started in 1965.
1965
was when it opened then. At that time, one of the other radio stations was carrying in CHS, and so we carried Kelly Walsh's sports and became the voice of the Trojans. And that's interesting. You know, about 2 years later, the other radio stations in Casper really are not interested in supporting high school sports. And, you know, they're more interested in university and college and professional. And so they just dumped NCHS in the middle of the season, and that was when KAWY picked them up, and that was the year that NCHS won the state basketball championship. And I don't know if anybody remembers the bumper stickers we had, the orange and black bumper stickers that said NCHS and KAWY, we're number one. And that was another high point, I think, in our history. And so then we picked up the high schools, and we've carried them both ever since on one radio station or the other, and now they're both on Katie, and of course you've been involved in that for a long time as our sports director. But I think it's really kind of sad that we're facing a situation where Casper could have been the only town in the state whose high schools were not covered on radio, had it been up to the other radio stations in this market. So that's why we have carried them.
We used to hear all of this talk on KATI down through the years about family radio, family-oriented radio, local radio. So it's not just a selling gimmick. You really do think we should be involved with everything that goes on in this particular town, and other places can take second.
Yeah. I really believe that. The other media in the community are mainly absentee-owned, and so that's the way it's been.
You'll be leaving us. Will you tell us about the people that will be coming in?
Well, I'm not going to be leaving. I'm going to be here.
Well, I mean, you're not going to own it anymore.
It was in the paper.
Don't believe everything you read in the paper.
It was in a personal column.
Who are these people, and what's their background?
Well, people at ModCom's merging with our Stewart Broadcasting from Lincoln, Nebraska. And, you know, I think are locally oriented people the same way we are. As far as Tim Moreland, you know, who is well known here in our community, works for them. Jim Hughey, who is our superintendent of schools, used to work for them. Well, they're first class people, and you know, hopefully nothing's going to change in the way we're serving our community.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Right?
Well, we may be broke already.
I say it. What makes a great radio station? How come an outfit like Katie, with just the little wattage that they have, can set up one day in Casper, Wyoming, and in a quarter of a century be number one, which we are? Every rating has showed that for I don't know how many number of years, or virtually.
Well, since the beginning. I think it's a matter of access to the people of the community, giving them an access like this program does. And, you know, trying to serve the needs of the people who live in the community.
Okay. You want to take some phone calls?
Sure.
Okay, 266-1400 if you have a nice message for Mr. Meenan or whatever.
Well, it can be a not nice if they want to.
You're the one's got to pick up the phone. We'll be back in just a minute.
Hi, this is Skip Anderson of KRAL Radio in Rollins. I'd like to take this opportunity to congratulate KATI on 25 years of service and extend my wishes for the best of luck in the future and continued success.
Here's Mel Tillis.
A lot of good things waiting for you. Friends who like to help too. A hometown store, American as apple pie. It's a place where people know you. Look around, we're all around you. With quality and value, aisle to aisle.
If inflation's got you by the wallet, we are my friends at Gibson's. Have the cure. And here is just exactly what I mean.
There's only one thing you won't find at Gibson's Discount Center: inflation. Besides saving money on everything from hardware to groceries, clothing to toys, and more, you get ample free parking and the convenience of an in-store post office. With everything